Chapter 28. Lieutenant Colonel Garrick Courtney was damnably uncomfortable. It was hot in the sun. Sweat trickled down under his tunic and moistened his stump so that already it was chafed. His field glasses magnified the glare as he looked out across the Tugela River to the great hump of the mountain 4 miles away. The glare aggravated the ache behind his eyes, which was a memorial to last night's drinking. "Woodgate seems to be holding very well. His reinforcements should be up to him soon enough." Sir Edvar's buller appeared to be satisfied, and none of his staff had any comment to add. Stolidly they stood and stared through their glasses at the peak, which was now faintly blurred with the dust and smoke of battle. Garrick was puzzling once more the devious lines of authority which Buller had established for the attack on Spion Kop. Commanding the actual assault was General Woodgate, who was now holding very well on the peak. Yet Woodgate was responsible not to Buller, but to General Charles Warren, who had his headquarters beyond Trichardt's Drift, where the column had crossed. Warren was in turn responsible to Buller, who was well back behind the river, standing on a pleasant little hill called Mount Alice. Everyone on the staff was aware that Buller hated Warren. Garrick was certain that Warren had been given command of an operation which Buller considered very risky, so that in the event of it failing, Warren would be discredited and goaded into resigning. Of course, if he succeeded, Sir Edvar's Buller was still supreme commander, and the credit would therefore accrue to him. It was a line of reasoning Garrick found easy to follow. In fact, had he been in Buller's position, he would have done exactly the same thing. This secret knowledge gave Gary a deal of satisfaction, and standing beside Buller on the slope of Mount Alice, he felt very much in tune with him. He found himself hoping that Spion Kop would soon be a bloody slaughterhouse, and that Warren would retreat across the river in disgrace. He remembered the occasion in the mess, when Sir Charles had referred to him as an irregular, and a damned colonial irregular at that. Gary's fingers tightened on his field glasses, and he glared out at the mountain. He was so deep in his resentment that he hardly noticed the signaller who came running from the mule wagon that housed the field telegraph, which connected Buller's headquarters with those of Warren beyond the river. "Sir! Sir, a message from General Warren!" The urgency of the man's tone caught all their attentions. As one man, the entire general staff lowered their glasses and turned to him. "Well, let's have it then, man." Buller snatched the sheet of notepaper and read it slowly. Then he looked up at Gary, and there was something in those pale, bulging eyes, a pleasure, a conspiratory gleam, that made Gary almost grin. "Now, what do you make of that, Courtney?" He handed the sheet across and waited for Gary to read it. "Message from Colonel Crofton on the Spion Kop. Reinforce at once or all is lost. General Woodgate dead. What do you suggest, Warren?" "Seems to me, sir," Gary spoke slowly, trying to mask the fierce jubilation he felt, "that Sir Charles Warren is on the verge of panic." "Yes, that's the way it looks," Buller was openly gloating now. "I would suggest sending him a message that will stiffen him, sir." "Yes, I agree." Buller turned to the signaller and began to dictate. "The mountain must be held at all costs. No withdrawal, I repeat, no withdrawal. Reinforce with Middlesex and Dorset regiments." Then he hesitated and looked across and around his staff. "What do you know of this fellow Crofton? Is he the right man to command on the peak?" There were non-committal sounds of negation from them, until A-Corps, Buller's ADC, spoke up. "Sir, there is one excellent man up there, Aitchison, Colonel John Aitchison. You remember his showing at Colenso?" Buller nodded thoughtfully, and turning back to the signaller, he went on with his dictation. "You must put some really good hard-fighting man in command on the peak. Suggest you promote Aitchison to Major General."